Hey, I'm John and this is your open source news element sponsored by element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at element.fm. Now to the news. We begin today with a major disruption in the hospitality industry that rippled through the short-term rental market this week. Sonder, a company once regarded as a formidable alternative to Airbnb, ceased operations without warning after Marriott cancelled their licensing agreement. Guests found themselves abruptly evicted, often with little to no communication about what was unfolding behind the scenes. The abruptness of the shutdown fueled a wider conversation about consumer protections and regulatory gaps in the rapidly evolving travel sector. Many travelers shared stories online, highlighting just how vulnerable they can be when trust is placed in fast-moving startups. Advocates are now calling for new frameworks to ensure guests are not simply abandoned when companies exit the market or shift their strategies. Shifting gears, let's delve into graphics and gaming technology, where significant progress is being made for Linux users. Valve's Linux Open Source Graphics Driver Group has achieved a long-anticipated milestone. Older AMD Radeon graphics cards are receiving fresh life as they're now being transitioned to the more efficient and modern AMD GPU driver. For gamers and performance-focused users sticking with legacy hardware, these updates mean better speeds and stability on open systems. This commitment to backward compatibility in fast-paced tech remains vital for inclusivity and sustainability within the open-source community. The world of cybersecurity is never far from the headlines, and this week saw a notable move from Kaspersky. Traditionally focused on Windows and Mac, Kaspersky has introduced an antivirus solution specifically for home Linux users in response to the growing number of threats on the platform. This initiative not only signals increasing recognition of Linux's expanding user base, but also raises concerns around data privacy and GDPR compliance. With the solution locked behind a paid subscription, there's an active debate over how commercialization could alter perceptions of Linux security, which has long been shaped by the culture of open source. In parallel, broader questions are being asked about the value users place on security and what they're willing to pay for peace of mind. Turning to the ever-expanding domain of artificial intelligence, industry forecasts suggest a remarkable surge in AI-driven spending. By 2029, global investment in AI is expected to spike to an astronomical $3 trillion. However, analyst Michael Burry has sounded a cautionary note, warning that massive investments in AI hardware could expose companies to swift asset depreciation. The current model requires constant reinvestment just to keep pace, and that creates instability, especially for those who tie their entire strategy to rapidly aging technology. The paradox here is that cutting-edge progress also means higher financial risk as hardware quickly becomes obsolete, pushing firms to spend aggressively just to stay relevant. Next up, a major announcement from Red Hat caters to the increasing demand for AI-optimized enterprise platforms. With RHEL 10.1, Red Hat introduced enhanced support for AI accelerator drivers and a soft reboot feature via systemd, designed to reduce downtime for mission-critical applications. This is especially significant for organizations running resource-heavy AI workloads, where any interruption can translate directly into lost productivity and revenue. Red Hat's developments further cement the distribution's role as a foundation for high-performance, secure, and flexible enterprise computing. In tandem with technical advances, conversations are evolving around AI's interaction with human language and emotion. Recent studies suggest that AI-generated content, while often grammatically flawless and exceptionally polite, can now be easily detected by its lack of emotional nuance. This exposes the ongoing challenges of creating not just realistic but relatable AI communication, prompting new lines of inquiry for both researchers and developers. The philosophical implications are huge, as we ask whether machines can ever replicate the complex subtext and emotional resonance of human conversation. On to aviation, where Ryanair has taken a bold digital-only stance. It's eliminating paper boarding passes entirely across its networks. While this move aligns with industry momentum toward digital transformation, it raises practical concerns for travelers who aren't as comfortable with mobile technology or digital access. The changes also reignite the debate about data privacy and what happens when the tech fails or passengers don't have access to a functioning device. As airlines double down on digital platforms, balancing convenience with inclusion and data security becomes increasingly complex. Another legal minefield is emerging around the idea of hackback, a controversial form of cyber defense where targeted organizations strike back at attackers. Experts warn that without clear legal guidelines and strong collaboration with law enforcement, hackback tactics could escalate into dangerous tit-for-tat digital conflicts. The consensus now is that policymakers need to clarify the rules and invest in secure channels to avoid unintended consequences for businesses and innocent third parties. Meta has also dominated discussion this week, as it announced major changes to its artificial intelligence leadership. Yann LeCun, a driving force behind Meta's AI research, departed to build a new venture, just as CEO Mark Zuckerberg doubles down on Meta's AI ambitions. LeCun's move and his public skepticism about superintelligence reveal both a shift in vision and the intense debate underway over future AI pathways in one of the world's biggest tech firms. The story serves as a microcosm for debates across the sector, as leadership, mission, and ethics are contested at the highest levels. With remote work and connectivity more vital than ever, the security of public Wi-Fi is under scrutiny, following a series of high-profile attacks and data breaches. Experts warn that malicious actors are becoming increasingly sophisticated, impersonating trusted networks and intercepting personal data in transit. The best practices remain tried and true. Always use a secure VPN, never access sensitive information on public connections, and be wary of the networks you join. Education and awareness are key, as dependency on mobile devices continues to grow globally. Turning to enterprise software, SUSE has announced a powerful upgrade to its Rancher Kubernetes platform. The focus is on bringing AI management together with broader operational workflows, catering to businesses seeking unified platforms instead of juggling a patchwork of do-it-yourself solutions. Surveys show a high abandonment rate for DIY approaches due to integration complexity, so streamlined and supported tools are in increasing demand. By simplifying how AI workloads are deployed and monitored, SUSE takes a strategic step toward eliminating barriers to adoption across industries. Meanwhile, celestial events made terrestrial news as space weather threatened to disrupt key communication systems. And by 5.1-class solar flare, that's a particularly intense burst, erupted from sunspot AR4274 this week. Scientists say such events can produce geomagnetic storms that risk shortwave radio, satellite links, and even power grids, with ongoing monitoring now the norm for critical infrastructure. These cosmic hazards are unpredictable, but staying alert can reduce the potential fallout from giant pulses of solar energy. Over in the automotive sector, China's electric vehicle industry is contending with a crisis that few saw coming. Fierce competition and government incentives have led manufacturers to list unsold new vehicles as used, allowing them to hit sales quotas but distorting market data. Industry leaders are now warning of an impending financial crunch echoed by oversupply, aggressive price cuts, and the real risk of a widespread collapse. The episode underlines the dangers of unrestrained investment and state-reliant business models in a rapidly changing sector. Moving back to media technology, FFmpeg, the open-source framework powering much of today's multimedia, is facing sustainability challenges. The project's leadership has formally asked Google to contribute financially, proposing the cessation of unsolicited AI-generated security problem reports in exchange. This move spotlights a critical issue for the broader open-source ecosystem: how to fund and maintain foundational software as demand continues to grow. With security now a top concern, projects that support billions of devices can no longer rely solely on volunteers. In the global innovation race, China is rolling out a K visa aimed at luring the world's best and brightest in STEM fields. Unlike traditional visas, the K visa lets overseas researchers relocate to China first and then pursue employment, leveling the playing field with rivals like South Korea and Singapore. This initiative is expected to intensify competition for tech talent and could reshape migration flows for early career scientists and engineers worldwide. Staying in government policy, the UK unveiled a groundbreaking plan to phase out animal testing, relying on artificial intelligence and 3D bioprinting as alternatives for safety assessments. With new funding in place, Britain aims to eliminate the need for animal testing in certain fields by 2026 and to dramatically reduce its use by 2030. This approach could set a precedent for ethical science globally, offering a path forward for countries grappling with similar regulatory and societal pressures. Over in hardware, Intel has released a fresh batch of CPU microcode updates, focused on both security and performance improvements. The patch covers a wide array of processors, closing functional gaps while simultaneously addressing 30 new software security advisories. The pace of change here speaks to the complexity of today's CPU designs and the challenge of securing hardware that is so foundational to modern life. Linux users also saw progress with a new proposal that could dramatically improve gaming peripheral support. If accepted, The Linux kernel's Human Interface Devices subsystem will soon be able to report multiple batteries per device, an especially useful step for advanced gaming mice and keyboards. This would help drop the need for proprietary drivers, make battery information more consistent across brands, and foster greater interoperability within the gaming ecosystem. All of these stories, from hospitality shakeups and open source innovation to hardware upgrades, visa reforms, and space weather, illustrate the way open ecosystems and global policies are converging in unpredictable ways. They're shaping not just the future of technology, but also the experiences of consumers and the priorities of governments and businesses across Australia and the world. As we move forward, staying agile, informed, and adaptable will be more important than ever for both industry and individuals. Thanks for listening.